lot of people don't realize that the Bible actually teaches the concept of corporal punishment, or what we would refer to as spankings. The Bible says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. And I think even a lot of Christians don't realize that the method that God has given us to discipline our children is a proper spanking. This is a tool that God has given us in order to be able to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
And when it comes to spanking, you know, the Bible says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. All of our children, they're going to do things that are wrong. By nature, there's sin in their heart. By nature, they're going to lie. But, you know, the Bible says that the rod of correction is that tool that will drive that sin far from them.
Right. And of course, when we're talking about corporal punishment or spankings, we want to make sure people understand what we mean by that. The Bible uses the word beat or beating, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with those words. Those are biblical words. But in our society today, sometimes people hear the word beat and they get the wrong idea. And when we're talking about spanking your children, we're not talking about abuse. In our church, we often try to train parents on how to properly discipline their children. And, you know, we teach parents that you never want to hit your children with like a closed fist. You never want to hit them somewhere where it would be inappropriate, like their face. God put a section of the body on the children that is an appropriate place to administer spanking. And of course, we're talking about the bottom. You know, there's a lot of nerve endings there, and there's a little extra cushion, and that's a place where you can administer a spanking in a proper way, and you're not gonna injure the children. Because the goal is to spank the children and to have it hurt. But the goal is to never injure them. We, of course, want the spanking to hurt. If you're spanking your children and it doesn't hurt, you're not accomplishing anything. Because the purpose is to try to motivate them to stop doing whatever wrong thing they're doing. You know, whether they're lying or throwing a fit or having a bad attitude, we want that to stop. So the motivation is that they don't want a spanking that's going to hurt. But we never want to injure the children. We also want to make sure that when we do spank our children, we do it with the right spirit. And we often tell parents, you know, this is not something you want to do when you're in a rage. This is not something you want to do when you're just out of control. A spanking should be very purposeful, and it should be done properly.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to spanking, you know, spanking really is just one aspect of being a parent. You know, as parents, we got to have a good balance in our parenting. And we can't just be spanking only. You know, our kids need more than discipline. You know, our children need a relationship with mom and dad. They need a mom and dad who, yes, they spank them, but you know what? They spend time with them and they build a relationship with them. And the child knows that, hey, mom loves me, or hey, dad loves me. So as parents, we got to make sure we have the right balance as parents and not just be spanking only and not have the relationship with our kids.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Because we don't want to turn our homes into like a boot camp. We don't want to treat our children as though we are like these drill sergeants, you know. And the truth of the matter is this, that the parents who have all love but never discipline, they're going to have children that don't respect them, that walk all over them. But then the parents who are all disciplined but never spend time with their kids, never enjoy their kids, never show love or compassion for their kids, you know, you might raise some kids that are bitter against you. So you definitely have to have that proper balance. But, you know, let me ask you this, because you've got some young children, you know, how have you seen your children respond to a proper and loving spanking?
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, the world will demonize spanking. And, you know, what the world will say is that if you spank your kids, then your child is going to grow up to hate you. But, you know, what I've seen is that it's the complete opposite. Is that when you actually spank your kids in a proper way, the response is one of love. The response is one of affection. You know, it turns out that my kids actually love me more when I do spank them. And when I spank them, you know, the result is that they learn to obey. And obviously that's the goal. You know, what we're doing is we're raising adults who will learn to obey their boss at work, learn to obey their pastor in their church, learn to obey their husband at home. You know, so the response is a positive one. It's one of love. It's one of affection. It's not what the world paints it to be.
Oftentimes, people will think that they can use alternatives for spankings.
Right.
And our world gives us all these alternatives. You can put your kids in a timeout. You can give them a grounding. Or you can take something away, some toy or gadget away from them and use that as a punishment.
Right.
But that's not what the Bible says. And that doesn't even work.
Right.
You know. And of course, we're Bible-believing Christians. So the Bible is our final authority in all matters of faith and practice.
Right.
The Bible says it, and that's good enough. But if you need additional evidence, it doesn't take a lot of research to get some anecdotal evidence. It's just look around.
Right.
Next time you're in a public place, next time you're at a store or out and about, and you'll see that the kids that are being threatened with timeouts, these are the kids that are also throwing fits,
right,
that are hitting their parents, that are just being a nightmare.
Right.
But you'll notice that children that live in homes where the parents are administering loving and consistent discipline through spankings, you'll find that those kids are well-behaved.
Right.
You'll find that they are well-mannered. You'll find that they're mature. So even just by looking around, you realize that what the Bible says is true.
Right.
And that the best way to raise our children is the way that God tells us to raise them.
Right.
But, you know, oftentimes you bring this up to people, especially if they don't spank their children, and the rebuttal that they'll give you is, oh, well, I just love my children too much to spank them. You know, but the funny thing is that the Bible teaches the exact opposite.
Right.
The Bible says that when you spare the rod, you hate the child.
Right.
And the Bible teaches that what a loving parent does is they discipline their children.
Right.
And of course, there's a couple of reasons for this. First of all, actually administering a spanking in the proper way takes more time, more energy, more commitment, which is why it requires more love to do it.
Right.
You know, it's much easier to just yell at your kids from across the room. It's much easier to just tell your kids to go to their room. You know, when you have a child that's doing something they're not supposed to be doing and you communicate with them, hey, you need to stop doing that. That's not the right thing to do. And they disobey you and do it anyway. It takes more energy for you as a parent to get up, go to the child,
right,
explain to them that they disobeyed, that there are consequences to their action, and then administer a proper spanking. That requires more energy, which is why God says it's the loving thing to do. Not only that, but it's also the more loving thing to do because, you know, what you and I realize is that our kids are going to learn the lesson that there are consequences to their action,
right,
either way.
Right.
They're either going to learn it from you and I in our home in a loving environment, or they're going to learn it when they grow up, you know, when they're getting beat down by the cops or getting beat down by whoever. You know, they're going to learn that there are consequences for their actions either way. So we'd rather they learn that from us in a loving way, that they learn that as children because they had parents who lovingly disciplined them through spankings.
Absolutely. You know, even just in the Christian life, you know, in our relationship with our Heavenly Father, you know, God takes time to discipline us, to spank us spiritually. You know, the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So, you know, God is there for us. He provides our needs. We can pray to him. We can go to him. He gives us everything. But because he loves us, when we sin, when we do wrong, he takes the time to correct us,
right,
to discipline us, to spank us spiritually because he's making us better. And obviously that's the goal. He wants to make us better, to become better Christians, to love him more and to obey him more.
Right. The reason that our children need parents in the home that are going to spank them and discipline them is because the goal of parenting is to one day be able to set them loose as adults.
Right
now they're under our authority, but we want them to eventually be under the authority of God the Father,
right,
not just their earthly parents.
Right.
So as we love them and as we correct them, we teach them to have a relationship with us that they will one day, Lord willing, have with their Heavenly Father.
Amen.